It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. That's a 25-mile-an-hour wind out there. It's 88 degrees. KSL's top story. No campfires and no target shooting. This drought is so bad, wildlife officials are drawing the line with a ban on both activities. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The ban is in effect immediately. Officials with the Division of Wildlife Resources say all campfires and target shooting with firearms, except in established shooting ranges, is banned until fire conditions get better. This does not affect people who are hunting legally, though. Officials say two large wildfires were sparked on their lands last year by target shooters. And since those fires destroy feeding grounds for wildlife, these activities are banned until further notice.
Wildlife officials say 330 fires have been sparked this year, the vast majority of them caused by humans. There are five wildfires burning now in Utah, the biggest, the Bear Fire near Helper, Utah. It's more than 3,500 acres, and the wind is starting to pick up. The East Canyon Fire in Morgan County, 835 acres at last report, 0% containment. Evacuations have been lifted. SR 66 has just reopened. The National Weather Service says fire conditions will be extremely critical in northeast Utah to the Colorado border and beyond. Red flag warnings already cover much of the state. Apparently, the fire situation is going to get worse tomorrow, according to the Weather Service. KSL's top national stories. President Biden is in jolly old England. First stop, a visit with American service members stationed in the UK. Shortly after landing there for the first leg of his overseas trip, the president spoke to American service members at RAF Mildenhall. First Lady Jill Biden spoke before him and talked about supporting military families.
Through our White House initiative to support military families called Joining Forces, we're going to work on military spouse employment and entrepreneurship. Make sure that you can get quality childcare when you need it and provide the education that your children deserve.
The president on his trip will sit a spell with the Queen before heading to the G7 summit and a meeting with Vladimir Putin. The U.S. is set to buy hundreds of millions of doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine. But it's not for the American people.
In an effort to help curb the spread of COVID-19 overseas, a person familiar with the plan tells ABC News that the Biden administration has made a deal to purchase 500 million additional doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine and provide them to COVAX, the World Health Organization's global vaccine program. The Biden administration has faced pressure to help ease vaccine disparity across the globe, and this announcement is separate from the 80 million U.S. vaccine doses that the president said will be exported to other countries this month. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
In Washington, a group of 20 lawmakers from both parties are trying to cobble together an infrastructure bill. President Biden gave up on working with Republicans the other day. Now, Senator John Thune says the GOP wants to take some money that was never used on the pandemic and spend that on infrastructure.
If we were going to see a bipartisan bill, it's going to have to include a good amount of repurposing of existing funds and, to offset the new spending.
Democrats and White House officials oppose repurposing. They're also against the idea of user fees for roads. Bipartisan compromise is Senator Mitt Romney. Here's KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Senator Romney Romney is working with a bipartisan group of lawmakers after a proposal from Republicans failed to make any headway with the president. The G20 group met yesterday and today to start hashing out the exact details. This latest infrastructure plan will likely be a bit bigger, but still much smaller than the president's $1.7 trillion, with a focus on roads, bridges, and other traditional infrastructure.
KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe. At the Capitol today, Senator Romney told reporters that he will not permit raising of taxes to pay for any infrastructure plan. Attorney General Merrick Garland is defending his decision to defend former President Trump in a defamation lawsuit.
Attorney General Garland said he was aware of the criticism, but in his first public remark since the Biden Justice Department sought to substitute for former President Trump in E. Jean Carroll's defamation suit, Garland told a Senate committee the decision was based in law and not politics.
The job of the Justice Department in making decisions of law is not to back any administration, previous or present.
Garland noted the Justice Department has reversed policies of the previous administration, but he said there's a distinction between policy and law. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
And did you feel the ground shake about 10 minutes before 2 o'clock this afternoon? We have a preliminary report of a 3.7 earthquake around Springville. It was followed by a 2.5 aftershock a few minutes later, not big, but not small. We have no reports of any damage at this point. KSL News Time 305. Ricky, I guess that was about 15 miles north of US 40. If we're going to pinpoint where it was.
I didn't feel anything, did you?
No, but when it rains, you don't even know it, I have to tell you, because you don't have any windows or anything.
I'm in a closet. We are starting the drive home this afternoon with a few problems. We have a crash in Woods Cross, southbound I-15, 2600 South. Also a crash on southbound I-15 in Sandy at 90th South. That one is out of traffic by the exit ramp. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, thanks, Ricky. Coming up, we're going to talk about saving water. We gotta do better, and my minute of news is on the way next on KSL for a Wednesday.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.